following program contains swearing right from the fucking start.
Hello and welcome to We Don't Do Stuff. I'm Sunny Dapp.
And I'm Jazz, and this is our podcast about stuff we don't do, but we will eventually.
And the reason why we kicked off with the British National Anthem this episode is because today has been the most British day ever. We started off as being St. George's Day, and then it went on, and then it's also Shakespeare's birthday.
Yep.
And then Prince William and Katie had another kid.
Says the royal baby.
A royal baby. Have they named him yet?
No, I don't know.
All right. Jazz was saying that they should name him, since he was born on St. George's Day, name him St. George. But apparently, that's not a very nice name. No, I'm joking. Apparently, the first kid's called St. George. I didn't realise he had three kids. So, holy shit, when did this happen?
I don't know, man. But
was that going to be one of your jokes?
It was also, not my joke. But it was also the Queen's birthday.
When? Today?
Last week. Or whenever it was. She's got two birthdays in it, so she got one in June.
How did she get away with that, man? So, two birthdays, two presents.
Exactly. And it was the most British summer that you could have. It was like the weekend.
Yeah. That's what it was. Hot. Yeah. that was the British summer, Jazz. Yeah.
And it was hot. And people had their convertibles out, short-sleeved shirts.
Sandal socks.
T-shirts.
Yeah.
Car boot sales going on.
Or some people weren't wearing anything, man.
Nasty. But you know what I liked, Joe?
Yeah.
That you had your Westwood intro. Is it because
we were Westwood! Yeah. He's turned 60.
I couldn't believe it, man. I was gutted.
I know,
I was,
man,
thinking about my own life. I was thinking, oh my God, he's 60 years old.
And I remember Westwood. Westwood used to turn up at the University of Bradford and he'd be saying, big dog.
Big dog, man.
Understand what's about to go down.
Exactly.
Westwood, the album. And we're going to bang in your face with the hottest beats on the streets. Now drop the bomb.
Anyway, that's like your intro started off as, man.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You got influenced by Westwood.
Proper influence, man. Like that dude from Just Bungra. You can't remember on it.
I can remember him now. After you said it, I could remember him. What was his name again? Something Bart, innit? Sucky Bart.
No, that's someone else. That's a geezer UK. Oh, God, UK Bungra. Now, they used to on the website UK Bungra. Then they made the TV thingy BritAsia. And we all know this because we used to run a website called RioBungra.com.
Yeah, I know, man.
I was listening to some of Punjabi MC's new stuff. I wasn't feeling it, man.
Was he not?
Unpopular opinion. Another unpopular opinion. I'm not a huge fan of Shakespeare since it's Shakespeare's birthday. But carry on, Jazz. What has been happening today in Birmingham, or this week, or what have we missed in Birmingham?
Well, there wasn't much going on as far as I could tell. There's a Fast and Furious car show.
Fuck, how did we miss that, man? I love the
Fast. No, we talked about it, didn't we? And we said that we weren't going to go because it was going to be shit, but it looked pretty good. And it looked sort of
what?
Pictures.
I don't remember talking about that. I also listened back to our episodes. I do not remember talking about that. Offline conversation?
Offline banter it was.
Oh, man.
Okay, and also,
if you want to hear the offline banter, you can sign up to our Patreon.
Soon. Okay, so also, there was Dua Lipa. Is it Dua Lipa? She had
a
concert.
I know who that is, but yeah.
I have no idea who she is. I don't know how. I don't know any of her songs.
Yeah.
She got like mainstream songs or.
Yeah, she's massive, man.
I think she was like a British artist, wasn't she? British singer, songwriter.
I don't even know, you know. I'm just going to stay silent.
I think she started like by doing YouTube covers in like the early 2000s or something.
No way.
No, 2010s.
And she smashed it from there?
Smashed it. And then she became, she got signed onto a record label.
No way.
But anyway, I have no idea who she is. That's just what I read. Okay. So, as far as I could tell, nothing interesting happened in Birmingham.
Yeah.
But
Fast and Furious car show, man. Why didn't we not go down to that?
We didn't, man. We missed it. But anything else that you can think of that happened in Birmingham?
I'll
tell you what else didn't happen in Birmingham. We'll talk about it soon. You can't remember, can you?
No, I can remember.
Okay, so we didn't do that. So what did you do this week?
This week, I went to London. That was nice. Went to chill out a bit. Went to Nelson's Column.
Yeah.
That was all right, man.
Hmm.
Yeah, that was basically... I never knew much about it, so I turned up. It was all right, nice hot day.
Yeah.
Sunny. And it was actually it's what they call a victory column. It was dedicated to this dude called Horatio Nelson.
Yeah.
Which I never knew any of this, so I was like, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, come on, man. More facts.
That's all I can say. And it was just like, is there commemorating the Battle of Trafalgar?
Oh, right.
That's not much else, yeah.
Do you know, I ain't gonna lie, man, I don't know any of that history, you know.
I neither do I, man.
In our most British episode, I don't know any of the
British history.
The British history.
Well, I know some of the British history.
And then, calm down, man.
Well, I just had this idea of, let's get all our friends down.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then afterwards, yeah, we'll try to send them back.
Yeah.
Wind rush that, mother bitches.
Yeah. So, I thought we weren't doing a political podcast.
No, what are you about? I thought that was just a joke.
All right. Okay, so, on our non-political British podcast. No, on our British.
On our most British non-political podcast.
Yeah. Anyway, so what did you do? So you went to London.
Yeah, London was nice, man. Chilled out. Went to...
you seem tense, man. Chill.
I'm cool. Yeah. Went to... where did we go to? I went to... Oh, man, I can never pronounce the name of that place. Patisserie Valerie?
Is it Valencia? Valencia?
No. I don't know if it's that.
Anyway, you went somewhere.
Yeah, it was nice. Pastries and cakes and all that. That was pretty nice. And where else did I go?
So you went to London. You went to Nelson's Column and you went to a pastry place.
Yeah, that's it. We just chilled.
You also went to a church, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I went to a church. And yeah, that's true, sir. So went to a church and there was like, oh, they're going to have like this lunchtime concert. So I was like, this will be interesting. So I'm going in there expecting religious church music.
Yeah.
But he was just this dude and he was wicked. He was playing classical music all from like places like Mexico and the rest of like Brazil and South American influenced music. It was just awesome. So that was pretty cool. And the guy was literally just in a church hall and he landed literally that morning. And he went to do this concert and then he was like going to play all these massive concerts. And this church, which I can't remember its name, it's something in the fields. It's St. Michael's in the Fields, something like that. It was, I can't remember it. It was a nice church though, it was amazing.
Yeah.
They've been doing these lunchtime concerts for like over 70 years. And it just keeps drawing in tourists. And
so like, that sounds amazing, but nobody can go to because you can't remember the name of the church.
I can only remember where it is.
And I cannot remember where it is.
It basically, it's right next to Nelson's Column.
Actually, you know, that's true, isn't it? Because if you see Nelson's Column, it's that church that's on the left.
Yeah, you'll pick it up. You'll pick it up straight away, man. I tell you what's funny, though. There was a dude who was handing out flyers.
Yeah.
And literally, I walked past and the dude was Asian. And I was like, maybe photo catching in it. I want to take a picture of him.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I shouldn't have said that because he can clearly understand me. And then I was there like trying to get a picture of him. Yeah. But he was turning around. I surprised him trying to punch me in the face. Like, well, I did. The reason I was trying to take a picture of him was because he looked like an exact spitting image of London Mayor Sadiq Khan.
Yeah.
But he wasn't him. It could have been his relative.
But I think the mayor of London and all the other politicians, they just go around on the normal underground, don't they, and stuff? Because they have to, don't they?
I think some of them probably do.
Not that they have to, they probably don't. It's probably quicker, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting stuff. So what else did you do in London?
That was it, man. And it was just a nice chill. It was so hot, man. Boiling. Yeah. So it was just a nice chilled one. What else did we do? We went on the hottest day. Possibly the hottest day of the year. We went to networking.
Yeah.
Networking at Grosvenor's Casino. Grosvenor's Casino?
Grosvenor, probably. But anyway, we went networking. Grosvenor's
Casino? Oh, sorry.
So basically, we booked onto this networking thing. I can't remember what it's called.
Is it Blended in the Mixing or something like that?
Yeah, Blended in the Mix. I'm glad you said that because I was about to say breadcrumbs, you know. Breadcrumbs in the mix thing. That don't sound right. So what is it? Blended and mixed?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Which sounds like a social for people who make cocktails.
Yeah, but basically it was like a networking event that was open to everybody in Birmingham. So like your expectation is that they're going to have like really high class business people.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, but you know, like that's the expectation and that's the kind of vibe they were giving. So anyway, me and Sunny showed up at like 6:15.
Yeah, because we were obviously getting back from work.
Yeah,
and stuff,
so like you got a bit late from work and I was coming back from work as well. So by the time we got there, it was 6:15, but the event started at 4:00.
Yeah.
And by the time we got there, everybody had left.
Fair enough. I mean, like, if you people are starting an event at 4:00.
Yeah. But.
Fair enough. But
it was supposed to go on till 8:00. Yeah. Because they had, like, at 7:00, they had a class where they were going to show you how to do...
Play roulette. Which I was, for some reason, it was called Russian roulette.
Yeah, no, which that's is something not, else.
Yeah, that's what...
Yeah, yeah, so I was looking forward to roulette, thinking that, you know, like, we'll have a go, learn how to play a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I know anyway. But, you know, I just see, like, you know, some
I
of
normally
the,
just...
put it all on one number black.
Or play the easiest splits, the 50-50 splits, the red or the black.
But anyway, so that didn't happen.
Yeah.
And we did, like, literally no networking because we didn't meet anyone.
Yeah.
And the only thing that we, the only people that we networked with was five guys.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, so we went to five guys. And
that's kind of a regular joint, man, isn't it?
Well, I was saying to Sonny, Sonny, are you still doing your vegan diet? And he's like, fuck that.
It's not even
I don't mind a burger.
It's not even that, because what I'm trying to do is, if I'm eating food at home,
yeah,
I go in meat free.
Yeah.
But then if I go out, and I'm trying to also, if I go out, then I don't mind. Hmm. But I'm also trying to reduce the amount of times I go out, because I know I end up eating shit when I go out.
Hmm.
And also trying to meet up and do something that's not bloody eating food.
This is why I thought this networking event was going to be good. But I was quite looking forward to it. It looked pretty good. But it was just a shame that it was over so quickly. But I don't think many people would have turned up, to be honest. Like, who the hell's going to turn up at 4 o'clock?
Not even that, man. It was nice, random. It was a hot random day as well.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
So a lot of people aren't going to
turn up. But anyway, that was a proper waste. What else have you been doing?
Well, we still need to get food, so that was all right, man.
Yeah.
It's never a waste when you got to get some food. What else have I been up to, man? We've been watching some stuff. Watched some Netflix. Watched that zombie film.
What was that film called?
Day of the Dead Bloodline.
Oh, yeah. Day of the Dead Bloodline.
Which, isn't Day of the Dead a franchise of... It wasn't that though, wasn't it?
It wasn't a franchise. But you know what? Yeah, that film was... It was a shit film, wasn't it? There's no point even talking about that film.
Yeah. But we were talking about zombie. Yeah, that's what, wasn't it? What else have you been up to?
I don't know, man. I think my week was just full of... like, I did nothing and it just coupled with disappointment.
What did I get up to? No, I mean, I've been doing some things, man. This might be our shortest episode ever.
It might be. But okay, but talking about networking.
Yeah.
What you next week? I'm going to clinical congress, like a pharmacy networking.
Oh yeah, event. Cool. Yeah. What is that, Jazz?
So basically, it's in London Excel.
Yeah.
And it's like a clinical conference.
So people doing talks.
People doing talks and networking.
Workshops as well, or?
Yeah, I think they do workshops. I think they do training as well. So it's like developed quite a lot. So they do training, workshops, talks. You can network. There's like loads of people with different stands, so like companies, and everyone.
And is this
like
for anyone to attend or?
No. It's for healthcare professionals only.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So
sounds like so much fun. I'm joking.
No, it's a pretty good laugh. Like, yeah, so it's in London, so we normally end up going like the day before.
Yeah.
Go there, chill out, meet people who are going to go to the conference.
Yeah.
And then on Friday again, do the same, and then by Saturday, you're either like mega hungover and tired and just go home.
That sounds good.
It's a pretty good laugh. So you like, you know, you meet like good people. Anyway, so like going back to the networking thing that we were going to go to, I thought it would have been good just to have a look at and meet different people from like different professions.
Yeah.
Yeah. You was well prepared, man. You took your business cards.
Of course. But there is other networking events that are occurring in Birmingham that I will be interested in going. There's some business chamber.
Yeah,
events are happening as well. but I think you gotta. I think you might have to pay to get into them, but we'll check them out. We'll see what we can do.
Really, might be a shortest episode. Should we talk about zombie movies then?
Well, that's what I was gonna get onto. But let's talk about something else. So, zombie movies. So we were watching this zombie movie, and we're like, have we seen everything there is to see with zombie movies?
Yeah.
So before we answer that, Jazz, what is your top three? Or that
top
too
three.
Much?
I think that's too much because I can't remember any. But zombie genre is probably like one of my second favourite genres.
What's your first?
Superhero movies.
Okay, cool. So, zombie movies.
Yeah. Why, what's your first?
I don't know. I just, it's a zombie movie.
Superhero movies is a genre, right?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So, superhero movies.
Yeah.
And then zombie movies.
Okay, fair enough.
Actually, that's not true, actually, because I like action and sci-fi as well.
But anyway, Karen,
movies
is one of your favourite.
It's one of my...
Favourite.
It's like them dickheads say. It's like a guilty pleasure, innit? Like I know this shit, but I like watching them, innit?
Nah, I don't know. I think zombie movies are pretty cool, though. I don't want to say they're guilty pleasure. It depends the type of film.
Yeah.
You get some films that are really good. Yeah. So what's your okay? What's your favourite zombie movie then?
I think one of my favourites is like Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
But TV series wise is obviously like Walking Dead.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think we were talking about like why do people enjoy zombie movies?
Yeah.
And I was saying it's like that post-apocalyptic world where there's like no law and order. And it's like, it's not anti-establishment, but what is that thing like? Like it's a bit lawless, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's the downfall and the downfall of society, and how do you know people think, you know, how because it's what happens is you're given that situation, mm-hmm. that environment, and then you automatically think, how would I survive in this?
Yeah.
What would I do in there?
Yeah.
And that's what makes them more engaging. You think, you know, you see these.
So it's the world's collapse.
Yeah.
There's survival in there.
Yeah.
And you also got the opportunity to go around killing things.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. You got the opportunity to
kill or be killed, basically.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think it's that. It kind of feels like it's that natural, not natural, but it's that instinctive thing that.
Yeah.
You know, it feels very primal.
Primal, yeah.
And I think that's what makes it
like survival.
Yeah, that's what makes it kind of exciting for some people. Like,
yeah.
And actually, just watching it as well, and obviously the scare factor as well.
But I think like the things that I don't like about zombie movies.
Mm.
Is when people do like really dumb stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, like you just think, how is that person in that situation? Yeah. So like, for example, in this zombie movie that we watched.
Yeah.
Apparently the zombie virus had been going on for 5 years. So it happened. They skipped forward 5 years. And then the way that the people got killed, people snuck up on them. Like the zombies snuck up on them.
Well, that's another thing, was that, yeah.
Which you think that if you've survived 5 years, there's no way that would happen to you.
Yeah.
And I was saying to you that everyone in this zombie movie, they've got no peripheral vision.
Yeah, that's the thing, yeah.
Because literally,
yeah.
Every zombie just attacked them just because they were looking straight ahead.
Yeah.
When really, if that situation, moves, then,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And this is another thing as well, where even, for example, The Walking Dead, from the few when I was watching it, you know, it'd have jump scares.
Yeah.
How the hell would you get a jump scare of a zombie thing, man? You're fully aware that there's zombies going to be out there. You're fully... It's like when you're crossing the road. You know there's cars coming everywhere.
Hold on. You just seen Walking Dead?
I think everyone's been dissing Walking Dead. I think it's just...
Don't be dissing Walking Dead. I haven't watched the
I don't know. Episodes. I watched it. And then I just...
The good ones are like Shaun of the... So like zombie comedies are good. So like Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
There was a Londoners versus Zombies or something as well.
Cockneys versus Zombies. You watched that and it was that good?
Yeah, it wasn't good. It was funny.
Okay. Yeah. And there was 28 Days Later, I like that. That was interesting. Yeah,
28 Days, 28 Months Later.
I think 28 Days, no, 28 Weeks, isn't it? 28 Days.
Yeah.
That was good because that introduced the whole fast zombie thing in it.
Yeah.
Which was... Some people were like, nah, that's not good because the whole idea was the zombies are...
They're dead, innit?
Yeah, and they're also deteriorating.
Yeah.
And if they run fast, then they're going to, like, crumble in terms of the body.
So, like, in this zombie movie, the one that we watched, Bloodline, Day of the Dead, Bloodline. I'm just going to call it Bloodline because the name's too long. So, like, basically, in this movie, one of the zombies, he was, like, a super zombie, wasn't he? So his body was essentially dead, but his brain was still alive, his heart was still alive, and I think, judging by the storyline, his penis was still alive.
Yeah, because he had a massive boner for the main lead, innit?
For the main lead, yeah. So he was basically some, like, rando rapist guy, innit?
Psycho, yeah.
Yeah, who tried to rape the woman, got bit by a zombie.
Yeah.
And then he, through the movie, even as a zombie...
Was still lusting for this.
By the power of boners, he was still lusting for that woman, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And just thinking, what the fuck? How does that even make sense? Like, you know, like, why would the geezer have that one thing in his
head? I think obviously they're trying to bring a different spin on it. I mean, everything was good though. I mean, I like the acting was cool. I like that as well. The effects were good as well.
Yeah.
But I think the whole thing is, how do you try to keep this genre alive?
But there was another one where there was like the girl's boyfriend was a zombie. What was that one called? Do you remember it?
Was it starring Beast?
Don't remember. Yeah, it might have been, yeah.
Oh, man.
I can't remember what it's called, but...
It was that
movie. And...
World War Z as well.
Yeah, World War Z was good. And also, I think it was a zombie movie as well, wasn't it?
I Am Legend.
I Am Legend, yeah.
I Am Legend. See, like, yeah. See, both of these now, they're all, see, I mean, it's like kind of comic book movies based on graphic novels. But apparently they really, really, really moved away from the original source material. So it was just, they just made it generic because they felt like they had to make it open out.
I've just realised that my zombie movies that I like, they're comic books. My Sean, other favourite thing is comic books as well.
Don't worry about it, it's cool.
So,
but yeah, so what, I mean, that's the thing, like, I think what I haven't seen, I'd love to see, and I've always thought about this as well, would be pretty cool, is a zombie movie set in the Midlands. But then, recently, they filmed one with Glenn Close, called She Brings All the Gifts.
Yeah.
Which is a zombie movie. Was it Glenn Close? I think it was Glenn Close. I always mix these two up, you know, Glenn Close and Meryl Streep.
Because I'm a racist. Glenn Close is.
Glenn Close is, remember in Guardians of the Galaxy, and she's like the Nova Corps. And she's
Yeah.
Nova Prime or whatever. Yeah. And you know Meryl Streep is, right?
Yeah, I know she is, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, so like in terms of my favourite ones, they're like, I think they're like the usual mainstream ones, like Shaun of the Dead,
yeah,
World War Z, The Walking Dead. I know it's not a movie. What else? Like even Zombieland was good.
Oh, that was wicked, isn't it?
Yeah. That was Zombieland, that one with that geezer in there, do you remember?
Bill Murray. Yeah.
When he's
spoilers, yeah.
The way that he's surviving being a zombie
is awesome, isn't it?
Is by acting like a zombie.
Yeah.
And then he almost gets killed and he says, "I'm not a zombie." And then when he gets bitten and becomes a zombie, then he gets killed anyway in the exact same way, doesn't he?
Yeah. Well, that was a good film. Was that funny? I don't know how you can, because if someone said, "Oh, they're gonna make a zombie movie now," I'd be kind of like bored from it.
Would you?
Yeah, because I don't know how they can make it interesting unless they do what we were saying last time, if they merge your favorite superhero with zombies.
Yeah, but I think that would get confusing if they introduce.
They can't really sell. They can't really sell the kids' toys either.
Yeah,
that's the other issue. So you can't sell a zombified Captain America.
Yeah.
To the kids. I mean, that's something that they can't sell kids' toys.
Hmm.
But talking about superhero movies.
Oh my god.
Why are we talking about zombies? Batman versus Superman. No, I'm joking.
Anyway, so this week, yeah. So I'm going to London and it is exciting and all the rest of it. But the thing that I'm looking forward to the most is Sunday when we go to watch Infinity War.
At 9:30 in the morning.
Because that is going to be amazing, man.
That's going to be epic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
And my brother, both the other. You and Bobby.
Okay.
Fucking hell, you lot just keep going on about it, man. It's
know, man. We're literally counting
six
down, man.
6 days, 7 days.
Six sleeps, 5 sleeps, 4 sleeps, man. Yeah. We're literally counting down.
But when is it actually released? Is it on Thursday?
It's actually on, it might be Tuesday, you know.
Do you reckon?
Some places are Tuesday, some places are Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday, so it's like, we could
But we're not going until the weekend.
Yeah, we're not going until Sunday.
And the other thing that we're trying to do is trying to avoid fucking spoilers, man. Like, anything you're switching on.
Yeah.
If you search a GIF, if you're on the internet.
TV.
TV.
Apparently people go around posting spoilers as well, man.
Hmm.
Assholes,
what, dickheads, innit?
But I was thinking, right? Because obviously, I mean, I enjoy going to the cinema and enjoy having my snacks. I was thinking, like, first of all, do you think we should go in fancy dress?
I think we discussed this and we said that. I said that I'm happy to wear a t-shirt.
Okay.
My Captain America t-shirt.
Okay. I think, I think Bobby's thinking of wearing his Justice League t-shirt. Just to be that guy.
Just to be that guy.
That guy.
DC.
DC. DC fanboy.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think it'd be pretty cool, though, but I wouldn't know who... Actually, I wouldn't know who to call. It's like the entire 10 years of the Marvel Cinematic Universe to choose from. You know, where would you... I'll tell you what was good, though, watching the first Avengers film.
Yeah, that was good, innit?
And that was like, holy shit. Like, see, I'm watching the first Avengers film. Yeah. And I know you can't compare them. Then I was also watching, me and Bobby watching Justice League the day after, and it's literally like chalk and cheese.
Yeah, I was saying to you as well that there were so many iconic moments in that first Avengers. There was loads, isn't it? Everything's been memed on that, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Like every single scene.
Everything.
There's like GIFs for everything, like you know, like you've seen the scene so many times.
Yeah.
And you're watching it and you like recall it word for word, and even now it was like good.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Justice League...
It's forgettable, isn't it? Yeah. And that's the problem. And the crazy thing is, like...
Yeah.
You know, you're watching the first Avengers movie and you can see the attention to detail that's gone into it. Obviously, they missed out the communication things. Yeah. But that's just that's a minor thing.
The communication things is basically what I was saying was that in the movie, when the Avengers are communicating with each other, they don't have earpieces.
Yeah.
But they're acting like they've got earpieces.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what the communication thing is.
Yeah, that's what the communication thing is.
Yeah.
But I tell you what was beautiful, though. It was kind of like poetic in the start of the whole Avengers scene where they're introducing all the characters. There's certain key words that get mentioned, and then that, you know, transitions to another scene. And that was just amazing. And
but I think Marvel became like really good at dropping Easter eggs and like just little hints towards people, because they probably mentioned some like other superheroes that we didn't pick up on. Because I know I don't pick up on all.
They mentioned in Winter Soldier. They mentioned Doctor Stephen Strange.
Yeah, they did. Yeah,
like they mentioned Lords. Like, you know, it's just crazy. But I think like the Fox X-Men movies were always building the Fox universe. X-Men Fox universe. That was pretty cool. But the fact that Marvel
But I think like we also watched Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
And that was not...
That was a different movie.
Yeah, that was not good.
That was basically them like realising that if they tried to have loads of different characters trying to do the whole thingy building, that wasn't jamming.
I want my bird.
Yeah.
And also, Iron Man 3, I don't think was good.
That was...
But anyway, which was the best trilogy? We've probably already talked about this before.
Yeah, no, we have. I think...
Because you got Thor's trilogy. You know what? Talking about fancy dress here. We don't do stuff here. You should get Thor's haircut with the lines in your head.
I would. That'd be crazy, though. That'd be crazy.
I would do it as well, but... It's not going to look professional in it, and it's not going to grow.
No, with me, it's obviously my casting, and it's going to be like, if my headshot looks like that, it's fine.
Yeah.
As long as I turn up and look like my headshot, so I could get like a crazy thingy, my head's going to be pissed. But it's
yeah.
But you know, it was cool, man.
So you can't do that in it.
The better trilogy, I think the Avengers. This is a bit of a cheat, but I think the Avengers movies are going to have a better trilogy.
Okay, fair enough. So you think that Age of Ultron...
I liked it, man. I was thinking about it the other day.
But I still maintain that...
Captain America. Yeah, Captain America's wicked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what about Thor's trilogy? So the trilogy have been Iron Man, Thor...
Captain America.
Yeah. And it's going to be...
Yeah.
Avengers.
Which is a bit of a con, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think... I think it's crazy, man. I think, like... Because I remember, like... Like back in the day, like Bobby brought back these random figures.
Yeah.
These random Marvel comic book figures, and he's like, look, you know, do all these guys form up and make a team?
Yeah.
And in the team it was Wolverine, the Punisher, Iron Man, Captain America, and Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And I was like, what kind of these guys? These two here are in the Avengers, Iron Man and Captain America, but you know, possibly they could be in a film, but Spider-Man will never join him.
Yeah.
The Punishers possibly won't be in that same universe.
Never.
Wolverine will never be in that same universe. Yeah. But the fact that you got, you know, the Punisher does exist in the same universe.
Yeah.
And the fact that you got Spider-Man was just crazy. I mean, that's it now. The question is, though, what's going to happen after Infinity War in terms of MCU and...
This is what we don't want to discuss. This is what other people are discussing and doing spoilers, aren't they?
Kind of. But yeah. I mean, in terms of the films, because obviously, you know, where do we go with this whole movie thing, man? But we will... So what are we doing next week then? So next week...
You didn't even segue into that. You literally went bang.
Bang. Cut segue. It.
Later segue. Okay, so obviously there's loads that you could talk about Marvel and stuff, but we're not going to.
Because we're gonna
go and watch the movie next week. So that's like the segue.
Spoiler review.
So we're gonna go there. We're not gonna do a spoiler review. We're gonna watch the movie and we're just gonna tell you how it was. We've been doing a few more video clips.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We're doing one for Sunday as well. It's keep your eyes
peeled. So we'll put a video clip on Twitter. And that's all I've got planned, really. So I'm going to Clinical Congress, so I'm going to London.
Yeah.
For 2 or 3 days.
Wicked.
And then I'm going to watch the movie.
Yeah,
and that's it, man. I think I'll be done for the month.
Done for the month. What am I?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, like, end of the month, isn't it? That is end of the month.
Well, it is kind of, but I mean, like...
No way, man. April just flew by, isn't it?
I was kind of implying that Infinity War would just make it for me. But anyway, carry on.
Okay, cool. I can't believe that it's the end of April. So, I've been looking up at some things. What if I said to you, well, especially now, with your hipster beard, do you like axes?
As do in I like axes?
As in an axe.
I haven't got any particular interest in an axe.
Okay. Then do you like throwing an axe? I probably should.
It's the guy like the worst Brummy accent.
Isn't it?
Do I like to axe?
Yeah.
Do you I like always to like throw, to ask questions.
Do you like to throw an axe? Okay. Yeah. This is terrible. So anyway, in Birmingham,
yeah,
they've got this place where you can actually throw axes. Yeah.
I don't know, man. That kind of shit always seems dangerous. But anyway, carry on.
No, it'd be fine. Because it's...
It's going to be 30 minutes of safety and 10 minutes of throwing an axe.
That's true, though. And it's going to be like simple things like just make sure when you're throwing an axe, you don't
throw it at yourself.
Or a person.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
And there's a possibility that the axe could ricochet back.
Oh, yeah.
But have anyway, carry on. I haven't been before. Okay, but anyway, sorry, so there's an axe throwing thing going on.
Yeah. Okay. So I was thinking that'd be interesting. That's at £20 a pop.
Yeah.
At throw us an axe. No, it's not really called that. I don't know what it's called. I'm just terrible at this.
Yeah.
I really should get the...
And I thought also, you made show notes.
I did. They're up here.
Okay.
No, I'm joking.
He's pointing at his balls.
Anyway. They're in here. No. Also, what else I was looking at was interesting. Was just places to eat. I was trying to find more vegan festivals because I enjoy vegan cakes.
Nah.
Just put that out there, innit?
Anyway, so you got some stuff planned.
Yes.
No, you haven't got stuff planned by the looks of it. Okay, so what we're going to do is you're going to find some stuff to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and do my stuff, and that's the end of our show. So you can follow us on social media. Twitter, which is at We Don't Do Stuff, and you can email us at wedontdostuff@gmail.com. So Tuna McCartney, everybody, that means no problems.
Patience, I need patience. I'm independent, and God save the Queen.
And thanks for listening to our almost half British episode. Bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.